Here's Rhys Topley then, left arm over, bowling to Michael Carberry. He's running away from us, little bit of swing to Carberry, leaves that alone, outside off stump, through to keeper James Foster. We are underway in this Group B match. Adams drives through extra cover, half volley, and that's going to be four runs. As Carberry drives through extra cover, that's going to be four more. I don't think Bapara's going to get that. No, he's not. Nice shot there from Carberry at Masters Bowls, and that's flicked away to mid-wicket past the diving field. It's going to be four more for Adams. He's already scored, so it's a point. Carberry just got the front foot out of the way and slashed at that ball, and that is a super catch at point. There was a juggling catch there, a bit like a hot potato, but he caught onto it, and Carberry goes for six. He's 31 for one.
That one is just nipped back through Vince's defence and just clipped the leg bail as the leg bails come off. He sort of on the up, he tried to drive that through extra cover. It wasn't all fully pitched up. He just liked to try and play that on the up, and the ball's nipped back through the defence and nipped the leg bail. So Hampshire now in further trouble at 35 for three.
In comes, that's a good ball, and that's another appeal, and it's bowled it out. It's bowled him, he's taken the bail again, and that lift in is very similar to James Vince's dismissal.
Exactly the same, but this time Wheater had not moved his feet. He played that ball from the crease, and the ball nipped back and just rushed him.
Hampshire now a 36 for four. Short ball outside the off stump. This time it's well cut behind square. That's going to be four runs.
Here's Rhys Topley then round the wicket. Bowling to Gatting. Gatting pulls that away. It's over the keeper's head. It's a big top edge going down towards the rope. I think it might win. Yes, it does, just. Driven to mid-on, it's out. Gatting has gone. Good length delivery, which Gatting really just pushed into the hands of Ravi Bopara at mid-on. Quite a soft dismissal. Gatting goes for 17. 68 for 5 now, Hampshire in the 17. Here's Porter then. Right arm, just a bit above medium pace. Certainly hits the deck, and that's played very late by Dawson. Past a diving James Foster. Probably through where first slip would have been. It was that fine. It's gone for 4.
Nidra bowls, and that's hit very nicely over the top by Liam Dawson. It's evaded the man who's out on the point boundary. It goes through extra cover, and it's 4 runs.
Para bowls, and that's driven through extra cover by Will Smith. Found the gap, placed it nicely, and that's going to go all the way. Oh, there's a little flick. Walked across his stumps, and it's the old little paddle shot. Fine on the leg side, and that's 4 runs to Will Smith. Oh, and Smith has edged that to the keeper, has he? He's gone. Yes, he has gone. He just looked around Will Smith as if to say, well, actually, I know I didn't edge it. And then, actually, when you sort of looked at the situation, he was just really disappointed that he went for the cut shot to Porter. Just got a faint outside edge, top edge, through to Foster. Easy catch for the keeper there. That's driven to extra cover. Woods, 3/4 of the way down. Throw comes in to keeper. Foster takes the bails off, and Wood has gone. And mistake there, and would you believe it, that's once more involves Liam Dawson out there in the middle.
In comes Topley, bowls to Crane, he loses his stump. And that, I think, is his off stump. It's certainly not the middle, and it's gone only a matter of 3 or 4 feet back, but it doesn't matter how far it goes because he played forward to that, nothing extravagant.
That's hit over extra cover, over wide mid-off by Liam Dawson. Good shot at the start of a new over by David Masters. Dawson moves on to 89, and that's the 200 up for Hampshire, 203 for 8. Masters bowls, good leg ball, and Dawson pulls it away. It's a top edge, it's going to be caught at, short, third man. And Dawson goes, trying to pull it away, the ball off a top edge. It was a steepling catch, an easy catch in the end. Just caught on the 30-yard circle at short third man. And Dawson goes for 85, Hampshire 203 for 9 in the 45th.
Round the wicket and bowls to Edwards. Edwards, well, he didn't know where that was going, but it turned out to be a perfectly executed cover drive for 4, where his feet were painting roughly towards mid-wicket. Bowls a short one. He hits that vertically. It may fall in the gap between 3 fielders. They're all racing after it, and one of them gets there, and he makes the catch.
That's pulled away by Brown. That's hit high over deep backward square leg. In fact, it's just gone in front of square leg. It's going to reach the boundary. And he picked that up very quickly, did Nick Brown. And the Essex innings moves on to 5 without loss in the first over.
And there will be runs this time for Brown. Nothing that Adams could do about that. It was to his right. Very nicely played. A wide area out there. But once it's beaten that infield on the circle, it's going to race away over the rope. So 4 runs for Brown on to 13. And Essex 18 for no wicket.
That's pulled away by Patini. That's a good shot. That's going to be one bounce for 4 through mid-wicket. Good shot there. He was onto that nice and quick. It was his round the wicket to Brown, who drives. That's a nice shot straight through mid-on. That's going to be four. Pulled away by Brown. Powerfully through mid-wicket. I don't think Carberry's going to cut that off. No, he's not. Good shot there from Brown. He just pushed at that good length delivery and found the gap through extra cover. And he's timed it so well, it's gone for four. As that's pulled away by Brown. My word. That was a fantastic forcing shot. Just 1 foot down the wicket and clubbed the ball. On the leg side. Down the wicket comes Brown, drives through extra cover, using his feet. Four runs.
As in comes Crane again, then, and bowls to the left-handed Brown, who slashes that one through the covers. It was short of a length. It wasn't a good ball, to be fair. And there's a gap between the two covers at cover point and extra cover. Four runs to the long boundary. Three. Oh,
he's bowled in. Yeah. There we are. Sorry, I'm going to completely spoil Ken's story now because we're going to tell you about a very rare success, which actually means that Essex are not going to repeat the feat of a 10-wicket victory. They're not going to manage to do that because the score now is 122 for one and Brown has been bowled by Dawson for 69.
Here's Dawson, and Wesley, great shot over extra cover. It's going to be four runs. It's Mason Crane bowls, and there's a strong drive for Wesley, straight, and that's gone for four. Here's Liam Dawson then from the pavilion end. Down the wicket comes Wesley, hits it over mid-wicket. He's done that a couple of times, and it's come back with the same result as well. That's four more. Takes him to 31. It's 165 for one. He is stumped. Patini coming down the wicket and trying to drive Smith through the offside. Completely misses his drive. Wita has the bails off in double quick time. And Patini goes for 57. Essex 167 for two in the 32nd over.
You can hear the applause there. Dawson drops short the first ball of the next over. And it's pulled away by Wesley. And he goes to a really good 50. Got there in very little time at all. He's batted quite superbly. Oh, lovely ball. And he's done him. He's got his wicket. And just what you said, Russ.
Slower and bowled that.
It was a brilliant ball.
Yeah. It's that attacking and giving it a rip. Yeah.
Wood bowls and he's bayed on there, Ryder. Went to cut that on the offside, got a bottom edge and it went into the stumps. And Ryder goes for six. Essex 207 for four. A quick single out the covers. They have to hurry here. The underarm throw comes in, misses the stumps. Tender Scarter is home. Might have been interesting if that underarm throw had gone to Bopara's end because he just took a little while answering the call. But that is the end of the game here at the Aegeus Bowl. Essex finishing on 210 for four. They win this game by six wickets. A comfortable win for the visitors here. And that win came in the 42nd over.